Cupid couldn't remember the last time he had a second date. He couldn't figure out what he'd been doing wrong this whole time. He thought he was the perfect gentleman. He paid for his date's meal, walked her home, and kissed her gently on the lips, never to be heard from again. So he focused on his biggest achievement. Cupid headed a mosquito training company, and it was the best in the world, the only one with a flawless success rate. He could skillfully engineer the mRNA within viruses to train the mosquitoes via infection, using the insect's body as the training tool. Usually, clients sought his mosquitoes to deter people from things such as loitering around properties after dark. But today's client was different. The CEO of Clime, a multinational perfume brand, insisted on a private meeting. He was developing a new mRNA strand on the computer when she arrived. Corporate from head to toe, the woman gracefully stepped into the foyer and caught Cupid's eye. He was dazzled, unsure if he'd seen a woman so unique. Her dark brown hair was perfectly swept up in a bun, framing her oval face. Her cheekbones were made more prominent by the tinge of blush applied to them. She was a polished vision. He nervously flattened his wayward hair, suddenly conscious of his worn-out trousers, dirty work shoes, and too many pens in his shirt pocket. Nothing he owned would equal even her nail polish. "Hi, Cupid. My name is Helen. My assistant spoke to you over the phone last week," said Helen and held out her hand. Cupid swallowed the lump in his throat and shook it. "Hi," he squeaked, then cleared his throat to try again. "Hi, I'm Cupid." Another strangled noise sounded when he realized his stupidity. "Oh, you already know that, sorry." They stood eye-locked for a few seconds before Helen asked, "Shall we go in?" "Yes, of course," Cupid flinched before taking a stride. He opened the door to his lab and let her in. In his realm, Cupid became professional. They toured the design studio for the mRNA and viruses, the mosquito's incubation area, and the lab building viruses, molecule by molecule. She shook hands with his small team of employees as he led her around. "So, although our operation is small, we're one of the best," said Cupid, concluding his tour. "The best. I'm aware of your skills, but I wondered if you could try something slightly different." "Sure, let's go into my office." Cupid opened another door and waited for her to pass, catching strains of an alluring perfume. He shut the door behind him and rounded his desk. "Please, take a seat," he gestured at the chair opposite his desk. They both sat at the same time. "What can I do for you?" "Clime perfumes have been attracting couples for decades now. Our team is always on the lookout for new technologies to enhance our collection. Your mosquitoes caught our attention, and we would like to work with you to develop an exclusive product." "Mm-hmm," Cupid murmured, but he straightened in his seat. He didn't see how mosquitoes could improve perfume. Helen explained her idea, or perhaps it was her team's idea, and Cupid's face lit up. "I can definitely do that. All the pieces are here," he said, and waved at the shelf behind his desk. Instead of books, he had stacks of meticulously labelled hard drives. Helen sat back in her seat, eyes wide. "Don't you use the cloud?" "Not for immediate access. The network bandwidth is too slow for large files. We do save copies on the cloud." "Are they encrypted at least?" "Yes, I'm not stupid," said Cupid, leaning towards Helen. She gave a tight-lipped smile. "Okay, well, I'll come back in a week to see your progress,"